Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
There we go. Kylie Minogue closing out tomorrow night at Electric Picnic, and with Strad Bally in full swing this weekend, and after a summer of Taylor Swift with an autumn jam packed full of gigs from Chapel Ronan to Sabrina Carpenter, the live music scene is well and truly booming. But if you find yourself without a ticket, how can you snag one? Who can you trust? And what can you do if you are scammed? Elaine Burke, host of the For Tech's Sake podcast, joins us now to give us a few tips for gig goers. Elaine, you're very, very welcome to the show. You're not down at Strad Bally yourself this weekend.
No, and after you're playing one of my favourite Kylie songs, I am regretting my decision at this point.
I'd go if I could just get in just to see her and get out without all of the madness. But I love it.
All
I do
clever,
love it, but
yeah.
It is not for the faint-hearted. Obviously, look, I mean, increasingly people are, well, generally we're afraid of being scammed online. But what is the safest way for you to buy a ticket if you have missed out on going through the traditional channels, Elaine?
Yeah, so basically, you kind of are in a risky environment anytime you're outside of what is the official resale platform, which, and I'm assuming the majority of tickets that people buy these days are coming via Ticketmaster, and they operate their own resale mm-hmm. platform. I've used it as both a buyer and a seller, and it is fairly convenient, but you are going to get extortionate charges on top of everything, as you do with every transaction mm-hmm. with Ticketmaster. It's great fun.
But it's safe that at least you know that if you're doing it through that platform, it's safe.
It's legitimate. You're absolutely getting a real and valid ticket, and the resale is valid as well. And that's something we might come to later.
It's not the only
once
one,
you're
though.
There
actually is an Irish app which sort of creates a person-to-person selling platform as well, isn't there?
Yeah, so there are other ways. Because Ticketmaster also enables you to do ticket transfers, and obviously there are other ticketing services, you know, rarely used out there. Mm-hmm. So people tend to use things like they'll transfer money, say, using various services available to them. Like people have Revolut, people have PayPal. Now, the reason why I'd recommend things like Trust app, which is an Irish service, or PayPal, is because you'll get better protection. And from both sides, because as a seller, you also don't want to be giving away a ticket and not get paid as well if you're dealing with someone. So if you're using, say, PayPal, there's an option when you do send money to tick a box that says, this isn't a friends and family transfer, this is goods and services. And once you tick that box, you introduce buyer protection and fraud protection mm-hmm. into the transaction. So that's a really good way to use PayPal to do it. And then this service called Trust App actually kind of helps to create what are called peer-to-peer escrow payments. And it's an app built by a company coming out of Cork. It's a really great idea because peer-to-peer payments happen. And they, you know, there's that little bit of trepidation when you're doing them, that is it going to work out from both sides?
How does each side negotiate or work out whether they're both happy? Like, can you hold back until you
exactly.
know you're happy?
So basically, TrustApp has created, and they integrate with Stripe for this, a payment service where they'll hold that payment. So the payment is secured. The money has been paid into what's called an escrow, which is a holding account for a third party. And until both sides of the transaction are satisfied and certain milestones in the transaction, such as the tickets being sent, gig goer having used the ticket successfully, things like that have to be mm-hmm. achieved for the transaction to be considered successful, and then the money is released. Now, they obviously take, you know, a charge for providing that service. It's a couple of euro maybe, depending on the value of the money being processed. But I think something like that is very much worth using, and it's actually recommended by Toutless, which is an online ticket mm-hmm. exchange community that's very much community-led. And they're very upfront about the fact that even on their platform that they've tried very carefully to cultivate a community of genuine ticket sellers on, that they're not immune to scams. So if they recommend using services like this so that you're protecting yourself in some way. There's no 100% protection, but there's things you can do that kind of minimise your risk.
Let's get back to Ticketmaster. Is the reason why it's so expensive is because you're dealing with high demand, high ticket prices in any event? Like, I mean, you know, most people think, well, look, is it not against the law to sell a ticket above face value? What happens that when kind of these tickets come again, that it can cost?
Yeah, it absolutely is against the law to sell a ticket above face value. Now, that's not including, say, charges. When services have to take a charge for processing a transaction, they're a separate fee. But anything above face value in terms of the cost of the sale is absolutely illegal. So if that's something that you're coming across, then, you know, you can point out that that's illegal. Mm-hmm. You may not then get that ticket that you're trying to get from that person. Because we do know that this does still happen outside of the realms of the official channels. And when it comes to high value tickets, like you mentioned, the higher the risk is invited there. Because when you're talking about the likes of like your Swift tickets, your Beyonce. Sabrina Carpenter tickets, Chapel Row, and Beyonce, no. Absolutely. You're in a higher risk area because people know that there's a high demand. And when there's kind of like that panic to get tickets, scammers will start to, you know, infiltrate those. So you do have to be a bit more tuned in and a bit more cautious when it comes to tickets like that. But it's also like with Ticketmaster and stuff like that, they also introduced this thing called dynamic pricing, which is something that was really pioneered in the kind of tech world with the likes of Uber.
It's like Uber where you surge, the prices surge. So
surge pricing.
So in fact, they hold on to the tickets and release them, and then they get, I suppose, a second or perhaps a third bite of the cherry.
Yeah, it doesn't happen with every artist and every concert, but some artists, I think, as far as I know, the artist has to, or their, you know, their team has to approve this to take place. But if it's enabled, a certain amount of tickets are held as platinum tickets. There's nothing special about these tickets. They're just labeled as platinum, and then they are subject to surge pricing. So if there's high demand for the tickets, they can have dynamic pricing in effect. And that's why you will often see, because people have a big question there when they see tickets on the resale market that are saying that the face value was over 300 euro when the range for the tickets was actually 60 to 100 euro. That's because they were probably surge pricing tickets.
Liam, talking about the whole phenomenon, when there's a big gig, you will see on all social media accounts, you know, selling tickets for whatever, and it almost sounds too good to be true that suddenly there are so many tickets for those big items. But it's through social media. So is it buyer beware in that scenario?
Yeah, 100%. Like, when it comes down to process and payments, you can definitely use the things that I said. And if you suggest using Trust App or PayPal goods and services and the person is reluctant to do that, well, then I would be very suspicious about their honesty and integrity there. And if you see anything that seems too good to be true when it comes to these high value tickets, you know, be very, very suspect. And certainly if someone reaches out to you trying to sell you a ticket, say they've gleaned from your posting and your accounts and stuff like that, that you would not want a ticket, you know, I would be very suspicious of that as well, because often people who are genuinely trying to sell a ticket just send out, you know, an announcement on their various social media accounts saying, I have a ticket for X, trying to sell it at face value, get in touch with me. And often then they end up selling it to a friend of a friend of a friend. And there's a certain amount of community trust kind of enables them to do it then.
Elaine, I'm going to have to bring you back on, because I also want to talk about the phenomenon of people actually going overseas for concerts, because they think all in, it's cheaper than doing it in Ireland. But that is for another day. I'm going to have to let you go. Elaine Burke, host of the For Tech's Sake podcast, thank you for joining us.